Here with what it says in the papers is Fiona Kelly.
Anger over the British government's move on the Northern Ireland Protocol, a recommendation to ban gambling advertising before the watershed, and an increase in the number of people switching to fixed-rate mortgages are some of the stories carried on your front pages this morning. The Irish Times leads with the line that the government reacted with public disappointment and private anger to yesterday's announcement that the British government would legislate to set aside parts of the Northern Ireland Protocol. The Taoiseach is quoted accusing Boris Johnson of abandoning agreements for domestic political goals. And it's also reported that the division between the two governments is turning into the worst rift in years. For its lead story, meanwhile, the Irish News quotes Christine Duffy, whose 15-year-old brother Seamus was the last person to be killed by a rubber bullet in Northern Ireland in 1989, reacting angrily to the plan to offer an effective amnesty for those responsible for killings during the Troubles. Elsewhere this morning, the recommendation that all forms of gambling advertising before the 9pm watershed should be banned, put forward by a Justice Committee report on gambling regulation, which is expected to form a significant part of next year's bill, generates the lead story in the Irish Examiner and Irish Daily Mail. The committee also cited evidence that 3,400 15 and 16-year-olds are engaged in problem gambling. Large numbers of homeowners who are exposed to interest rate hikes are rushing to lock into fixed rate mortgages. That's according to Charlie Weston's lead story in today's Irish Independent. Weston also reports that some people are ditching their tracker mortgages in favour of long-term fixed rates because it's feared the tracker and variable mortgages may become more expensive if the ECB raises its key financing rate. The Irish Daily Star leads today with an interview with Michael Cawley, whose former girlfriend, Karen Harrington, was given a life sentence on Monday for the murder of his two-year-old daughter, Santina, in Cork in 2019. For its lead story, the Irish Daily Mirror reports that Gardaí in Dublin are trying to trace an unidentified man who handed a driving licence belonging to Lisa Thompson into Finglas Garda station 2 days after her body was found in her home in Ballymun. The so-called Wagatha Christie libel trial generates the lead story in the Irish Sun. Evidence given in the High Court trial in London yesterday by former England captain Wayne Rooney, followed by Jamie Vardy's assertion that Wayne is talking nonsense, also receives coverage in all of today's other papers. As for this morning, there's a story on the front of today's Examiner about the two-year suspended sentence given to a personal trainer who pleaded guilty to hacking into Cork City Council's parking system to give himself a parking credit of €270. As well as repaying the parking credit, David Young also had to pay the €12,000 it cost to hire an IT consultant to fix the problem. The Independent gives front page coverage to the ransacking of the family home of a Garda near Tullow, County Carlow earlier this month. It's believed that the burglary gang went on what is described as a vandalism orgy when they realised that the homeowner was a member of the Gardaí. A number of today's papers report on the government's plan to introduce legislation to ban conversion therapy aimed at transgender people, as well as gay, lesbian and bisexual people. And finally, The Times and Examiner both run with images on their front pages this morning of the Van Gogh immersive journey, which opened at the RDS in Dublin this week. Art lovers are pictured sitting on beanbags, benches and chairs, immersing themselves in the 20,000 square foot light and sound 3D experience.